Genau.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the April meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown, and we are also online. You can watch and listen on that. If you have a comment on any of the items on the agenda and you're online, please hit the chat function so Doug can see that and let me know. Director Watts, would you call roll, please, sir?
Jared Reynolds. Not here. Richard English.
Here.
Shannon Nave.
Here.
Tim Watts. Here. Don Micah.
Here.
Brent Wilson.
Here.
Mike Berkeley.
Here.
Tracy Messler.
Here. We do have a quorum. Please stand and join me in the pledges to the flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Doug, do we have any public comments written or online?
We do not.
Okay.
I'm aware of, sir.
Thank you. Public hearing, we'll receive any public comments, requests to contest, and the general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and our request for exceptions to the district's water well spacing, minimum track size requirements. Application from New Progress Well Supply, operating permit and exception to minimum well spacing requirements, located at 181 Enchanted Oaks Court in Weatherford, requesting 3.1 million gallons. Doug?
Yes, sir. Real quick before we get started, I always put this up there for operating permits, talking about the volume that the board of directors shall grant to the permit applicant. It's the lesser of the reasonable non-speculative amount of groundwater shown or the applicable annual production allowable per contiguous acre. And I'll describe both of those here in a second. The applicant is New Progress Water Supply. For a system they operate just south of Hudson Oaks, just south of the interstate. It is worth noting that to our understanding that the purpose of the well is to help them meet TCEQ requirements. I believe they're short of the 0.6 gallons per minute per connection, and they have chosen to drill an additional well to meet that 0.6. They're also seeking an exception to water well spacing requirements. They're seeking the exception to a well, and you'll see in the map in a second, the well that is within the spacing radius is the existing well for that system. They're proposing to drill well 17044 at 20 gallons a minute to a depth of 350 feet, 4-inch casing, 5-horse pump. At the 17.36 to 30 gallon a minute range, the well, the spacing requirements in the nearest well is 500 feet. Again, as I mentioned a second ago, there's one registered well within 500 feet, and that is the other public water supply well that New Progress owns and operates within the system. And the spacing, the required spacing from property lines is 150 feet, and they are more than 150 feet from the nearest CCN boundary. As you can see in this map, the smaller inner circle is 150 feet away, and the larger circle is 500 feet, so they're more than 500 feet from their CCN boundary, which is the red line there on the right. Again, this is right next. You can see the existing well right to the just to the northeast of the proposed well. That's the existing well in the subdivision, and they're proposing to drill a second well on the same lot. Under district rules for an operating permit, we discuss the operating permit allocations based on the average thickness of the aquifer or the depth of well, whichever is less, multiplied by 500, multiplied by the acreage owned or controlled. So, and then we deduct off any other acreage for any registered wells or volume for any other permits within the area. For this particular system, the applicant's CCN is just over 110 acres, 110.01 acres. The average aquifer thickness is 542 feet. However, they're proposing to drill a well to 350 feet. And There isn't. The only other permit within that system is the applicant's current historic use permit application, which they've requested 4,415,200 gallons. So you deduct that off 350, multiply by 500, multiply by 110. They're eligible for about 14 million gallons per year. They're requesting 3.162 million gallons per year. This is based on the 75 connections. Again, they don't meet the currently they're having trouble meeting the TCEQ's 0.6 rule. So the proposed well would technically be a backup or additional well to help them meet that 0.6. Currently it's on the lower end. Usually we see that anywhere from 250 to 500 gallons per day per connection. Typical, they're using 161. This will, their operating permit volume would allow them to get up to about 276 gallons per connection per day. I don't see them using the entirety of that, but they do have requested slightly more water. As with all exception requests, we've done an impact analysis, and with all permit requests, we've done a GAM analysis as well. For the impact analysis, we used the existing well nearby in the simulation and also created some simulated wells you can see on the map to the northeast, south, and west of the proposed well. Potential impact is minimal. 12 foot in the proposed well itself. The only other potential impacts would be in, so the wells 350 would be into the Glen Rose, maybe the top of the Twin Mountains. So the model does estimate it up to a foot and a half to 2 foot of impact in the Glen Rose formation, which is most of the water would be coming from that. However, there are no other wells. Everybody, I don't know really know what's south of that subdivision, but everybody within that radius is gets water from the wells being proposed and the well that exists. GAM analysis, you added, you know, basically, you know, 10 acre feet of water to the overall equation. No additional drawdown above and beyond the. So what we do, just to refresh your memory, we compare three pumping scenarios. We compare the baseline scenario, which is basically the DFC run. So that's going to be the highest pumping volumes you'll see in a lot of cases there. Compare that to the 2021 estimate of pumping and then 2021 estimate with the addition of the project. So the two columns, the 2021 estimate and the 2021 plus project, are really what's important to look at. Like what additional impact above and beyond what's currently being produced from the aquifer. It's a small amount, in the grand scheme of things, 10 acre feet is not that much. And it's on a regional level, no additional drawdown would be expected from this project. That's basically the summary, my summary. It's pretty straightforward. They're not asking for anything above and beyond what our rules allow. They are asking for an exception. However, again, the exception is only to their other well within the subdivision. And with that being said, I'm happy to answer any questions. My recommendation is on the screen, and that would be approval of the permit and the volume requested and of the exception request with the stipulations to enter into a monitoring well agreement and then provide the district with any logs of the well.
Any logs or require them?
It says require them to perform a geophysical log and provide those wells to the district.
Yeah. Board, have any questions?
What city are they in? Or are they in a city?
Is it in the city limits? Hudson Oaks.
Hudson Oaks ETJ or?
I do know that just below that, like to the south of that, I believe that's all.
Yeah, down south of it. But this is is this carved out of their CCN? I think it's completely surrounded by, like, their existing CCN is surrounded. Okay. That's right. Yeah, and it's an existing, I don't know how long that system's been there. It's been there for a little bit. It's not newer.
Based on that well registration number of 1,000, that's the first year we were in operation.
Yeah, it was probably
that was one of the ones registered that year.
Yeah, it would have been one that was existing before the district.
So. Yeah. So it may have been existing before Hudson Oaks expanded out. Do we have any questions online?
I have not seen anything online, Tracy.
Board, have any other questions? Board has heard the general manager's recommendation. Chair would entertain a motion.
I make that motion to approve the recommendation from the general manager as presented.
Motion by Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Watts. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. And show the public hearing adjourned at 5:09. Move into the regular agenda for the board. Consent agenda, which includes the normal and customary and non-controversial items. Any board member can pull an item from the consent agenda so it can be taken up separately. Includes approval of minutes from public hearing and regular board meeting on March 21st. Approval of bank statement ending March 31st. Payment of bills and invoices received through today. Reimbursements for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through today. And approval of requests for extension applications submitted through today. We need to pull anything out of this? If not, Chair would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Motion by Director Watts, second by Director English. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot as nothing was pulled. Item three, board consideration and possible approval of quarterly investment report with recommendations. Doug?
Yes, sir. There I've put my just a snapshot of the investment report. One recommendation is, you know, since pre-COVID, it wasn't any problem finding banks. Since then, it's been a complete nightmare. I mean, it's been bordering on banks being rude to us, saying, no, we don't want your money. It's weird. And I talked to a CFO from a bank today, and he explained it to me as just that. They don't want their money. So, but that being said, I've talked with Pinnacle Bank and we've begun the process. And I think there's a signature card in there for you guys today to open up a money market account with Pinnacle Bank. They actually pledge securities to cover anything above and beyond FDIC. They're one of the few banks that have been willing to do that for us. And that's allowable under the Public Funds Investment Act. So at least we're getting it into an interest bearing account. And then I've got another item on there for you guys to add some banks to. We'll talk about that in a second, but I've talked with a couple others I think maybe good. But right now I'm going to move some money into the money market account to get into an interest bearing account with Pinnacle Bank, which is where our checking account is.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is the district allowed to buy U.S. treasuries?
We are.
Because 1.6?
Yeah. That's Kyle and I were talking about that the other day, and I mentioned to Ann, we are allowed. That's something else. I wasn't prepared to present that to you guys today to get approval and stuff, but that's probably my next path. I was looking at either U.S. Treasury bonds. We can buy bonds issued by the state or any agency of the state. So for example, when the Water Development Board's making loans and they issue bonds, we can purchase bonds from them. So those are all allowable investments.
Two-year treasuries are just a shade under two.
Okay. Okay. So one of the things, Mike, and I may reach out to you later, but probably next month I may get an item on there to get authorization to move forward to some of those. But right now, an upcoming item, I've got some institutions on there seeking for y'all's approval.
Are we – I'm not totally positive. That's under investment reports. I'm probably okay. Do we have – anything like text pool available to us?
We do. We can do that.
Are we authorized to do the text
pool? We are.
Okay.
We are. I would have to get, again, authorization from the board.
From board.
But, that's,
and the reason I'm bringing that up is it's becoming obvious. We may run out of financial institutions to invest in.
Yeah. That's kind of the conclusion I'd come to. I really hadn't wanted to mess with text pools. All right, once you're in it and get started. The getting started was, you know, it is what it is. But you're right. I think we may be running out of institutions.
Our members of the board are familiar with text pool. And I'm probably got this all wrong, but what I understand it is basically Texas cities, counties, I'm not sure if school districts are in or not, special districts are.
Yeah.
They're allowed to join their funds together in joint investment activities.
Yeah.
And it is fair amount of paperwork involved in it, but I know that's frequently what
cities use. Did you guys use it when you were mayor? Use text pool? So you're familiar
with
it.
We did. We used it.
We've got about a dozen accounts with them.
Yeah. So I figured y'all did as well.
I mean, it's
for us, it's real easy to be dispersing funds once you're set up and running out of dedicated account.
Yeah. My thought was always it probably wasn't worth the headache for, you know, what we have, but we're getting to the point it may be.
Well, you're going to get with the finance committee on this. I take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a recommendation to the board on what to do next. And we might as well get our ducks in a row. When we hit this level, go to the next one, the next one.
Let's talk about this afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. So anything else on the investment report? Any recommendation for the money market account is with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Board's heard the general manager's recommendation on board investment report and securing a money market with Pinnacle Bank. Do I hear a motion? Motion by Director Watts. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four is adoption of Resolution 22-001, adopting an investment plan for the district. Doug?
Yes, sir. So just an annual review of the investment plan and going through this, one thing I noticed, so there's one particular, and you'll see it on the screen in front of you, what's out underlined in red, is what I'm proposing that we add to our investment plan. That language is actually occurs earlier when we talk about eligible investments, but when we actually talk about CDs in the investment plan, that language isn't in there. This language mirrors the Investment Act, except for some reason our investment plan left off the National Credit Union language. I'm recommending that we add that in there, and the reason is because I've talked to at least one credit union that may want our money. It's already in there in the other section under authorized investments. It just for some reason got overlooked in this section. And I talked with Brian, and he was like, yeah, it probably just was overlooked at the time, or maybe the act was amended since we first adopted the plan, and we just never added this section in there.
So the resolution just gets – we don't have an omission in our
– Yep. And we adopt – of course, the board adopts investment plan by resolution, and the only thing I'm proposing is adding the underlined red language as shown right there.
Board have any questions of Doug on this? If not, Chair, to entertain a motion to approve Resolution 22-001.
So moved.
Motion by Director English, second by Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 5, discussion regarding addition of financial institutions to the district's list of approved depositories and take necessary action.
And this is the last item on this topic. Again, reached out to every bank, all the new banks in the area weren't really accepting. Capital Credit Union, I've talked to them this morning. I believe initially they didn't want anything to do with this. Their CFO actually called me back when I asked for someone to explain to me why they didn't want our money. And after talking with him, their concern was liability to the bank and signing off the certification letter that, you know, is described in the act there that we provide. And when I, you know, after talking, he was like, yeah, he thinks it'd probably be something they would be interested in doing business with us. So I haven't talked to all the other credit unions yet. I've started dialogue with some of them, at least some of the people that just work with, you know, that you purchase CDs from. So I would recommend, so any institution that we deposit money with has to be authorized and approved by the board. So I'd recommend approving these four institutions with the caveat that they submit a signed letter that, you know, that's in line with the act, right? We put one, a form letter that says, you know, you're going to abide by the district's act. You've read and reviewed. It's been provided to you. We've looked at it, reviewed it. So if we get that letter back from them, I would like to add these four. Now, we may not get that letter back from any of them, but if we do, I would like to have them on the list so we could look at them if possible.
Do they have representatives in all four of our counties? or at least all of them in our counties?
No, I've exhausted all the banks in our counties.
Well, I mean, the DATC.
That's in Wise County. That's Decatur. Fort Worth Community Credit Union has some. Fort Worth Community and Educational Employers both have brick and mortar buildings in Parker County. Capital Credit Union does not, but they do meet our requirement as having, you know, they're a Texas company, but they do have a brick and mortar office in the state of Texas.
I just like the idea, as long as they have a representative in our district.
Well, we have money with a lot of banks.
I know that,
but I mean,
you know my opinion on that.
I do, but we're kind of,
I know
we're limited, right? If they don't want our money, they don't want our money.
Yeah.
I don't think we're in a position where we're at a place to turn down banks that'll take our money, unfortunately. Early on, like when I got with the district, I mean, it wasn't a thing. We just called a bank, sent them our plan. They sent us something back, signed it. Here we set your CD up. Now it's everybody you talk to. No, we're not going to sign that. Nope, we don't want to review that. It's interesting.
Any other questions of the general manager?
Chairman, entertain a motion to approve the list of following financial institutions. So moved. Motion by Director Nave. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Berkeley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number six, consider authorizing general manager to take all necessary action as directed by the board, including the expenditure of district funds to pursue and possibly execute a contract on behalf of the district for the following: A, construction of additional covered parking spaces for the district office, and B, paving of the entry at the front gate of the district office. Doug?
So 2 months ago is when we first began this discussion, and the board authorized me to seek some quotes and bids. We didn't have anything back last month. Since then, we've received, and this is for two things. One is for additional covered parking, to make sure that all district vehicles are covered, and then also to give staff some covered parking so staff can use this. And we have other parking for district vehicles. And then also for paving, at the very least in the picture shown there, the red area, the entryway, right, into the building, because that's become a safety issue. With the fact they're building 150 to 200 homes right across the highway and 150 more right down the highway, the traffic coming through here is just crazy. And pulling, when you got to pull out, it's a blind hill to your right. If you're going west, it's sometimes you got to jump it and your tires spin. It really is kind of a safety thing. But in talking, when we first submitted this, Brent added on that we kind of get more than one quote. We look at what would it cost. If you look at the image to the right, you can see up here, this area over here, this area right here, and then this driveway, and then everything. So I got quotes for all of it. I finally received a quote from Outlaw Concrete. Their quote was for five inch thick pavement, and then Man-Made, which was their quote was for 6 inches. So we're not really comparing apples to apples here. The Man-Made construction quote is for again another inch of concrete. Man-Made's came in a little bit higher, again as you would expect, because it's more concrete. But when you look at it per inch, it's comparable. But 12 and 19 for just the entry, all the way up to 180 and 280 for paving everything. And
the 5 inch on the red meet TxDOT requirements?
Yes. My last discussion, yes. And I've submitted an application with TxDOT, so I'm obviously hadn't heard back yet, but I have submitted an application. Shannon put me in contact with those guys. I put the last one in. Oh, and yeah, for the covered parking, The covered parking, we only received one bid, and that was from Man-Made Construction for $86,000 for the covered parking. So that being said, my recommendation would be to authorize a general manager to execute an agreement with Man-Made Construction for both the driveway and the covered parking. And honestly, I would leave it up to you guys whether or not you want to pave the entire thing or or a portion of it. You know, I think there's benefits to doing the entire driveway. It's a large chunk of change for sure. But there is benefits, you know, long-term maintenance, you know, keeping up with, as you can see, we've already got weeds growing up all through the gravel right now. So there's benefits of it. However, I understand it is a large chunk of change. So, yes, there.
What are they doing with the concrete? Or they have what kind of steel they're putting?
Yes, Man-Made's proposal in my board packet, I put in Man-Made's full proposal. They had a pretty detailed proposal. Outlaw Concrete's wasn't quite as detailed. It was just a couple pages. I think Outlaw's was like 2 pages. Man-Made's was a whole package that they kind of detailed it. I can open it if you want me to. You can look at it.
Do you have a total square feet in that?
Bear with me, Shannon.
On Man-Made, did they give you a time frame of how long it would take? Because
logistically, we're
concerned about it is the way our fence is. It's very feasible that we'd have to be closed for several days.
Yeah, Dustin, and those of y'all that may not remember, Man-Made is the company that built the office. Dustin came out and measured a bunch of stuff, and he and I talked about logistics. I think we'll be able to minimize days close. I mean, it's gonna be hard when they're pouring the entry and then time for it to set. It's very likely that there will be a few of us that will park on the highway and walk up here, and everybody else can work remotely. Fortunately, thanks to COVID, we learned how to work remotely. And we got pretty good at it. Let me see. Back to this. Come on now.
What's the width of that driveway? 13 feet? I want to see there.
13 foot wide. I think that's what it is, yeah. And as Dustin said, you know, it's like basically they could use the what's there, smooth it out, and use that as a base. If we went any wider, and both of them said this, we went any wider, it would definitely increase the cost because they'd have to come in and do some more work. Do we have a dumpster? We do not. We just have a small
part.
Yeah. We don't generate enough trash to justify a dumpster. Is that what you needed to see?
Yes.
Okay. The other one didn't have quite as much information. If I can move that over here. That's all that. So that's what we've got so far, gentlemen.
Go back to the various colors.
You kind of see it. They've got it like that.
Yeah, but with the prices, with the estimates.
Okay.
Where you can look at the estimate. And
right there.
Well, first and foremost, we have to have the red.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be at a very minimum. Yes, I would for safety for staff, anybody coming in and leaving, I would definitely recommend the red.
That has to be built by state standards.
Correct.
Just like the current driveway.
it met standards for Braille.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. It was there. It was there. I don't know if they did anything to that one.
And just to refresh for the board, we've got approximately $600,000 left over from last year's budget.
Correct. We
primarily because of the
well
extraordinary number of new well applications.
Yeah, we budgeted for what, 1,400 new well registrations, and we got 2,000. So yeah, we were quite a bit overestimated budget last year as far as income.
When the last rain, major rain that we had, how did it affect the road?
Here, like the driveway?
You would have to regrade it.
We do. We've had to do that several times, yeah. It washes out. Huh?
You had to do this several times?
Yeah, big rains will wash it out. If you get multiple big rains after a really wet season, you'll get some ruts in the drive. Really from basically the yellow area on the map gets washed out because it flows basically down along with the road. So the ruts kind of run, you know, parallel down the middle of the road.
And there's no issues of any real dips in which we'd have to run them.
No, there's drainage. If you can see right at where the green meets the blue at the south end, so coming closest to the office, there's already drainage under the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it already exists, right?
They didn't say that had to be replaced.
No, they could.
That's where I was coming from.
I believe they could basically they'd be able to smooth out what's here. The only place, if we did the whole parking lot, the only thing they'd have to do is where the gravel meets the pavement for the handicap spots.
Where I'm coming from is he's given us a bid,
mm-hmm.
but he hadn't given us the In other words, I
didn't have this in there.
Yeah.
And the uh-oh could be another $10,000.
No, it could. That's exactly right.
Do you think everything is covered, the drainage issues and everything?
I feel having, you know, a little bit of experience working with those guys, I feel they do a really good job estimating. Now you're not going to foresee everything, right? You're right. There could be I feel confident that everything that they could possibly think of and we could think of, we got. But there's always could be something. Yeah, like I said, they did estimate, Don, what I was saying was where the gravel meets the pavement for the current parking, they're going to have to dig that out and stuff. But other than that,
I understand that.
I think there's
some of the regular.
Yeah.
I'm just going with the idea that we're going to have to add another.
I don't think there's, I mean, having been here for now, four or almost 5 years, there aren't any other drainage issues going across or would need to go under that.
Okay.
The only ones that we have are already in place. They're at the highway and then they're about halfway up.
That's the reason why I was coming about where it was washing through and everything.
Yeah. Those are the only two places that it washes across and there's already, you know, drainage, proper infrastructure.
Any if they've been out here and doing a lot of measuring, visiting the deal on the deal, I would think, you know, if they do see issues such as that, they probably would have brought them up.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a concern.
Yeah, Dustin was out here for a good bit, I guess, last Friday morning.
Well, we need it for the safety issues of our staff, number one. I make motion that we approve man-made construction.
But the thing is, we have four options here on the concrete. So which option?
But first of all, I will definitely say we have to have number one for the red. That's necessary.
Is the board interested in doing all four options on the concrete?
Yes.
Tim?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mike saying?
I can't say that I am.
Okay.
And I've got a problem. I may have to abstain anyway because my relationship with man-made.
Okay. We're okay. We've got 7 years, so we're all right. That's cool. Brent?
Red, yellow, and green.
Don?
As I said, I'm the one who proposed the red one in the original one.
Well, I think the red's a given because
I power slid through it this afternoon coming in.
Yeah.
So and back in broke loose a little.
I would at least go for the red and yellow because we use that facility a lot.
Where's the additional covered parking going to be?
It's going to be right. Let me turn. Hold on. I lost my controls. Can you see that? Right here. It's right across. So here's our addition current, and it's going to be right here. Directly across. Same number. Ten spaces, just like the current one.
Just because we got it done for this. Yeah. Is it a possible option to do the red, but also under the existing and the proposed covered parking?
I'm sure it is. So I think the and I have to go back.
There's not a one of us that don't probably drive on a gravel road at some point.
Yeah, no, exactly.
One thing to bear in mind is if we forego any of the gravel, staff is still going to have to go out and clean that on a regular basis and regrade it. If we pave everything, it'll be paved once and done.
But grading it is a no-brainer. He's got a tractor. He's got a road. He's got a roadmaster.
But it's asking our staff, instead of taking care of wells and groundwater, to deal with maintenance here on site.
You've got a volunteer board member sitting right next to me.
Yeah, I got a son who'll come do it. You know, it's something that's...
I guess one of the concerns I have on this, Doug, I'm in favor of paving the whole thing. I'm a civil engineer and I could pave the whole world. What we're seeing on man-made is they have not only the prices you brought up, but they also have a nearly $8,000 mobilization. I didn't see us discuss that, whether that is split between the new building as well as the paving.
Where there's some language in here, I apologize on that.
To the bottom of theirs.
Yeah. Here's concrete paving, concrete paving, concrete paving, concrete with specific exclusions. Amount.
There they have mobilization.
Yes.
$7,300 plus the canopy.
And maybe it was in the email to me that the transmittal email. The mobilization is included basically regardless of what we select. That's like I said, to get the porta potty here, clean up, any temporary access they may or may not have to do.
I think. You know, looking at, if we looked at just the number you presented, which was 286,000
for the, yes, which was for adding up these right here.
If you divide that by the 6 inches and multiply it by five, Outlaw's quite a bit cheaper. It's 238,000
versus 180.
Yeah. Versus 180. And I think one of the things that concerns me is just the efficiency of the layout, because mm-hmm. I think we could probably pave less, more efficiently, and get adequate parking as well as take care of the additional covered parking. So I don't know if that means having a designer layout laid out and we minimize our concrete footprint if we pursue.
You're talking like a maybe like a grass area between the bumpers and stuff, doing things like that, or?
We're painting what you have shown on
yes.
The next sheet down is quite a bit of area here. And I don't know that, you know, especially the blue that we're seeing there and then further down, it's quite a bit of area being paved.
Correct.
And I think we can park all the cars we want to park with less concrete on the ground, whether that's, and if you put grass in the middle, that means you need to run irrigation to it potentially, unless we can truly xeriscape it.
Yeah.
But I think that's a lot of concrete that we don't have to have on the ground that we could do more efficiently. So it concerns me on man-made's, their bid and the difference between them and Outlaw. It may very well be a higher quality that's worth the additional money. We do have the funds and they're available, but I'm just concerned about the price differential per unit and how much we're looking at potentially putting down on the ground.
You guys tell me what y'all want to do.
Let me ask a question.
You willing to volunteer your time to set us a different thing? Because I agree, that's a lot of concrete we probably aren't going to be using. I don't know if it's the most efficient layout on that, but I realize the topography is what we've got. The footprint's what we've got.
Well, and part of the challenge is we need to have the concrete up to the building and the existing handicap
line. Yes, we need it up to that. And I presume, because I didn't notice it, it's my fault for not looking, that it's concrete under the additional parking. Is that included in that quote of 89? Or 86, rather.
And as far as 5 versus 6 inches, I mean, we're not running heavy trucks.
Not currently.
I mean, what, somebody's got to have a one ton.
We look for 5-inch parking for standard parking, but in fire lanes and where we have dump trucks going or trash trucks going, we want 6-inch in the drive lanes, and then at where we actually have dumpsters, we want 7-inch. We don't have that here. I would prefer 6 over 5, but it's just.
I would say anywhere where we drive the trailer, we would want 6. That trailer's heavy. It's real heavy. Well, so that would mean the entire drive and then at least the loop around to the barn.
And the reason I asked about the 5-inch at the entrance, because I happened to talk to TxDOT, it's a different district office today. And was told 6-inch for the same thing, concrete and existing drive. So, nothing. We've got a heavy trailer.
I'd like to see 6-inch, but I think we do a smaller footprint. I think it would take me at least 2-3 weeks to be able to get to it and draft something out. My current workload.
What are we talking about? Pulling out 20% of the concrete. Or at least on the blue?
Closer to 10.
10? But still, that's.
You have an IT?
I'm certainly ITs. And we're all putting in about 50 plus hours a week. It'll take me a couple of weeks.
I mean, we've got some numbers to work with. And personally, I would rather us, I'd rather us not come back a year or 2 years from now and add more concrete, because this is going to cost more in the long run. But I'm kind of like Shannon. That's a lot of concrete there that I don't know if we're going to need all of that.
I don't disagree. And logistically, you're right. And, you know, if we're going to do it, I'd rather do as much as we want to do at one time, just because it is going to be, you know, one of the things between the two, and I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say I know a lot about concrete, because I don't. When one entity told me, you know, which is in line with what I know, is they're going to pour it and it needs to be probably 7 days really and truly before you set on it. And the other one's like, nah, we can pour it on a Friday and drive on it Monday. So we're going to put some stuff in it. I mean, I know you can, but that kind of made me lean one way.
You can put additives in to get faster on the
curing.
It would really be nice to wait 7 days to drive it.
Yep, I agree. And I think we can, you know, logistically, we're going to have to work around that. We can do it. That's why I was saying, if we're going to do it, another do what we're going to do all at once rather than try to piecemeal it over the time.
Recognizing the cost of cement and the cost of steel could go up tomorrow.
Correct.
But I think they've all both got provisions in their bids.
Correct.
For that. How long are these bits good for?
I don't know. I'm sure, like I said, I was expecting some sort of action tonight, so I didn't ask if the bids would hang on.
But I mean, we finally got something to work with that we can kind of wrap our minds around as far as cost.
Correct.
Parameters and such.
Correct.
Can we expect the blue cost to be proportional if it's reduced by 10%?
I would expect so.
have no problem making a recommendation that we move forward with Doug's recommendation and pave all four areas. And I will provide the district a revised site plan for the paved areas.
The blue area is what you're talking about. So that's in the form of a motion?
It was in the form of a motion.
Shannon's made a motion to, and you're talking, going with whom?
Man-made per instruction.
Okay.
Shannon made a motion that we go with man-made construction for all four areas. He will provide Doug with revised site plan to decrease some of that footprint on the blue. And just the rough numbers I've got here, the blue looks like it's $220,000. So we're talking about probably saving $20,000 or so out of that.
Well, clarification, does your motion include the covered parking?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Those include the covered parking. We only had a quote from Man-Made on that. Do I hear a second on the motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Did I hear what I hear from this side of the room?
No.
Did I hear ayes down here? No. One.
You're
abstaining.
All right,
that's fine.
I understand you were trying to make the footprint smaller.
Yes.
I'm in favor of that.
Okay. So show it. And show it as 601 with Director Berkeley abstaining. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll get moving on that. Item 7, management report on administrative and operational issues. Doug?
Yes, sir. One thing, I was going to make him get up and give a presentation, but maybe at a future time I will. he's looking because he didn't even know. So Blaine has successfully defended his thesis and will be, I'm assuming, receiving his master's degree here in month or so. It's really good. I reviewed it. I'm going to send it out to you. I think it's in for final edits right now, correct? Once it's out, I'll make it available to you guys. He did an amazing job. How many did you get? Visit 50 springs in the area? Collected flow rate, identified the formation from which they were, from which water was coming. Did a lot of cool stuff. I mean, one of the appendices to the thesis is he did a great job. It's got some really nice pictures of the springs of the area, and he had described where they were. And it's that alone you could spend, all afternoon looking through, and then you'd find yourself on Google Earth finding all these places. But I know we all are, and I'm really proud of what he's done. So, and at some point in time, if we have some time, I may give him. I volunteered him to give his presentation on his thesis at the next TAG meeting. So he'll be doing that next month, and maybe at some point I'll get him up in front of you guys so he can give that presentation. But he did a great job, and we're real proud of him. Other than that, it's been more of the same. We did process 300 new well applications last month. We're on pace to do 200 again this month. We never, up until last year, we had never done 200 well applications in 1 month. We did it 3 or 4 times last year. I think it's almost 200 every month this year. And then we hit 300 last month. So it's been crazy busy. Jill's been all over the place with the trailer. She's been real active. I do have on injection wells. We did get one in Montague. We've filed a protest, but there's a lot of issues with it. I'll keep you guys up to date on that. We just sent that off the other day.
I've got a question. Did Judge Clark get with you, talk to him about the idea of the dedication?
I have not. I need to visit with him anyway, so I'll give him a call in the next few days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We'll need to do that. Set up the.
As they said, just trying to get that dedication in.
Yeah. I'll visit.
We're getting ready to do the other proposal.
I think we've got. We've got the actual sign that's going up. It's back in Jill's office.
I think that's what he told me before the sign was going to be put in.
Where
he wanted to make sure everything was done before we did the decoration.
Yeah, so the sign, we've got the sign printed, and we're just waiting for the metal, the guy that come out and builds the sign. We're just waiting to get on his schedule to get it installed. But we have the sign in-house. So.
Okay.
Other than that, that's pretty much all I've got. My reports, Tracy, unless you have any questions.
I had one question on we had a couple of in lieu of penalty issues.
Oh, from last month?
Is everybody caught up?
Everybody took care of the violations from last month before. They all got reports and got everything submitted. Yep. Everybody got that taken care of.
Okay. Board have any questions to Doug?
We had no objections.
There's always more than one place on this.
You're signing the signature card for the bank. One of them is specifically Tim. I don't know. Make sure you sign that one.
And may get the whip in a minute.
Did Tracy sign where Tim was?
No, no, it wasn't Tracy.
I hope it wasn't me.
No. Anything else on administrative?
No, sir.
Brian, do you have anything?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't have anything that's critical. No, I don't.
Anything else? I have looked at the calendar. Our May meeting is set for the
16th, I believe.
Again, if anybody has anything to add to the agenda, Brent, are you going to try and get your committee together between now and then?
What was the result of the doodle poll?
Oh, I was going to ask Shannon. I don't know if you saw the poll I sent out. That was the only remaining one I was waiting on. And then I will send out an email tomorrow morning with a date, if that works for you guys.
Okay.
That work.
And then sometime one of those days, there was at least two or three times it worked for everybody. So I'll send that out tomorrow morning. And just so y'all know, if you want to come here, y'all can come in here, but I'm also going to put the meeting up on Zoom and we can sit here and talk to anybody that's not here via Zoom. So however y'all want to do it, I'll make it available both ways for you guys.
Being anything else? Board have anything else? And show we're adjourned at 5:54.
How did that happen?
The chairman kept his mouth shut.